Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
And I had to, it was pouring down the fucking rain. Is this recording? Because this is good shit right here. Okay. It's not really good shit. But what? Can I hear? Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah.
We're good. Gucci, it sounds beautiful. But yeah, I was walking her fucking daughter, sweetest baby. Oh God, I love that child so much. But walking her in her stroller, trying to get to my class. I had to email my teachers. I was like, my friend needed a babysitter, like last minute. I was available. This is my only class today. I was walking with her in the stroller, and it was pouring down rain, and all these people, because it's Baylor. Yeah. And I was like this mom pushing around a child. Oh, so they were judging me. They were like, well, she's not married. Who's not scandalous. Watching her child? Kick her out.
Get her out.
Get her out of here. They'll do that. Yeah. And so then it was raining too hard, and I turned around and went home.
Yeah.
I said, fuck this shit. We're going to go home and watch like Barbie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Theme song.
What's your excuse?
What I always sing it like I got the wind knocked out of me.
I'm not sure. Hello.
Hi and welcome.
Start the timer. I'm Megan.
And I'm Caitlin. And welcome.
Oh. So what's your excuse?
The podcast. Podcast where we talk about reasons why we are strange, weirdo individuals.
That's right.
And our excuses for them. If you would like to know why I said this feels like the time I brought my friend's baby to class, Megan, please do explain.
A dog wandered into my backyard today, and I swiftly invited it inside my home.
Oh, come here, little baby.
Now, we have, before anyone says anything, we posted him all over. He's on Facebook and Netflix.
Netflix.
He's on Nextdoor. Nextdoor and Facebook. So please don't at me about finding his fucking owner.
Yeah. And you're going to go see if he has a chip.
Yeah,
and stuff,
I had someone message me that they can scan for a chip if I swing by their house.
Yeah. Also,
makes me
pause.
A little nervous.
I can kind of hear me, but I sound a little bit weirder than I did a second ago. I don't know if it matters. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it matters.
I'm like, because I can't tell if I'm hearing myself like in my head.
Yeah.
Or if I'm hearing it in my ears.
Hmm.
I don't know. Can you hear you in your ears?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm coming back.
I'm coming back.
I think we're good. He's like, you're stupid.
Oh my God. He's like, nice to meet you, dumbass.
I know nothing about recording.
Oh, dude. This dog's farts,
though. Oh,
my God.
Jesus Christ.
Pitbull farts are the worst.
Oh, dude, that stinks. He didn't take a shit.
I'm sure he's just sitting here very innocently.
Look, he got room spray.
Yeah. Hit it.
We might need it.
Hit it up. It's bad. Bro, George.
Mike's like, what the hell's going on?
Did you air dookie?
Here, reach behind.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry, George.
Berry blend, 5-in-1.
That got in my mouth. Which is a berry fart. Mm-hmm. Worse. So
it's like when florals just mix with poop and
yeah,
public
exactly.
restrooms, and you're Come like, here. What?
So the dog, anytime I would step outside of our house, apparently he was crying. And Ryan was like, he was crying the whole time you were outside. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, he knows
I should take him with me. So we have a dog in the studio with us that is very gaseous, apparently.
And, yeah. But he's so sweet.
He
so
is.
Cute.
He's very sweet and very cute.
Mild
and we
banner.
We are looking for his owner.
He lifted his leg on the wall. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a weird sound my throat made.
But today, how was your week?
Oh, sorry. Well, my grandpa died.
Oh.
That's not funny. That's just how I deal with it. Yeah, I gotta go to his funeral soon. So
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. He did die of COVID. So yeah. Please wear your goddamn masks.
Yeah, honestly.
Wash your fucking hands.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. You should be doing that with or without COVID.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Wash your fucking hands. That's why, like, everyone's fucking
like,
gross.
Oh my God, I'm washing my hands. I'm like, what the, have you not?
What were you doing before?
Like, I still will. I've always actively judged people who walk out of the bathroom and
don't wash their hands.
And I'm just like, ew. What's wrong with you? Yeah. You just pee-pee-ed everywhere.
Yeah.
Repeat. I don't know, but.
Are these awesome bathrooms that where people are just aimlessly pissing and shitting?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Like, just splatter art.
Yeah, Picasso. Poop like Picasso.
Spin art in the bathroom.
Just sit and spin. Just
oh, Lord.
Butts. Oh, God. That's not a visual I needed. What? They were actually called sit and spins, right? You remember the toy?
Oh.
Or sit and... Yeah, it was called a sit and spin. Uh-huh. And then there was that insult that was sit and spin.
Yeah.
So... Which is like, whatever, I fucking will sit and spin.
Favorite toy, bitch. Well, anything else from the
week? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Oh, no, okay. I mean, that pretty much eclipsed everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't,
that's fair.
I don't really know where else we are.
I
so.
Get it.
Yeah, fun. Oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
It was cool. I liked that.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
I fell asleep early.
Yeah. Like 9:30.
I'm a tired old lady.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. I think Lebin was more offended than anyone.
Yeah, he kept giving me shit.
He
and
said,
I was
it's
like,
it's 9.
Sorry. It's been a week since 4.
Oh, my God.
Did you fart again?
No.
Oh.
I was just, oh, my God. About.
We had a very safe, small, tiny Halloween party.
Yeah.
And by party, I mean it was the 4 people who are pretty much in that house all the time.
Yeah.
Plus Megan and Ryan.
Yeah.
Who, those of you who don't know, I work with Ryan and obviously Megan and I see each other a lot.
Correct.
So all of it was safe.
Yeah. So absolutely.
All nice and fun. We watched some scary movies and I fell asleep. Uh-huh. Megan got her tarot read. Did y'all fight the way home?
No. God, no.
Okay.
No. That's why I told Michael, I was like, we're not, it's not a big deal. I was like, we're not going to like fight about it. He's not mad. Because Levin kept being like, Michael.
Yeah, Michael afterwards was like, or Levin afterwards was like, good job. They're going to fight. And Michael said, yes. When she walked out, she goes, we're going to fight the whole way home.
No, I said, we're not going to fight.
Oh, he heard we're going to fight.
No. I did. I made like a smart ass comment to him this morning and he was like, that marriage card is swiftly coming off of the table, peeling corner by corner. I was like, wow.
Thank you, Ryan. What a shitty thing to say. Oh,
we laugh about it.
We laugh about it now.
Yeah, it's not. It's fine.
I'm gonna pick my scam
I'll
off.
Die alone.
Anyways, how's your week?
Yeah, don't do that. It was good.
This brownie that might be old by now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I can't get into it.
So my week was good. I did apply for the Skellington Curiosities Market and got in.
Oh, fuck. Was that today?
It was last night at midnight.
Shit, I didn't do it.
I think you still can.
Yeah, if they haven't met their vendor quality.
Yeah.
Quantity.
And they're doing 20. So yeah, you might go ahead and do that while I'm talking about what I'm going to talk about.
The brownie's a little old.
So, speaking of which, do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about, or do you want me to while you send in that application?
Did you talk about your week?
Yeah, it was very boring. Oh. I didn't really do anything. Did some shipped shops. Got a new dog. That's pretty much it. Made some cups. Ordered some Ouija stuff. The planchettes.
Mike, what day did we? Can he hear us? Nah, motherfucker. I'm sorry. What day did he say our market was going to be?
I think Black Friday or the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I think he said.
Okay.
The Saturday?
It's not the same day, is it?
No.
Okay.
This one's the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Ow. Hey, can you sit? Sit. Sit your little booty down.
Man, I forgot to do everything.
That's okay. So today, I'll start this while you do that. Today, we're going to talk about haunted hotels because why not? They're interesting. There's always a lot of history behind it. And
are you bringing a tent?
I am not. I said I want a first come, first serve.
Oh, I guess all that's left is bring a tent.
That's all that I signed up for, too. But it says that you can do either. So I am going to talk about the Driscoll Hotel in Austin.
Fun.
It is a very well-known haunted hotel. And we're going to talk a little bit about the history and then about the different spirits that are there.
Wait. Oh, can I tell
you want to go first?
Maybe.
Okay.
So that way I can sit back and relax and enjoy wine afterwards. But yeah, haunted hotel. Is that okay if I go first?
Yeah.
I figure we could switch off because last week you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing the Driscoll, which is fun.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever. So I saw My Favorite Murder live it's actually probably closer to 4 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
I think they might have stayed at the Driscoll.
They may have. It's a nice hotel.
Well, they were. Here.
It's a bougie fucking hotel.
Yeah. Well, let's stay there. Let's go.
No, thank you.
After you've read about it, you don't want
to? No.
Okay, fair.
Not interested.
Sam. Well, okay. You're sure it's okay if I go first?
Yes.
Okay. I am doing the Stanley.
Yay.
/ AKA the Overlook Hotel.
Yeah.
From The Shining. So this is somewhere I've always wanted to go. Have never been. I've only been to Colorado once, and that was just over a year ago.
Yeah.
So my brother did call me like probably 5 days ago and was like, hey, you want to go to Colorado in December? And I was like,
all right,
bitch, I might.
Yeah.
I want to go get tattooed by Billy again.
Yeah.
Did my little shark butt. And then I was like, and also I want to go to the Stanley Hotel.
Right.
And their ghost tours are like stupid cheap. They're like $28.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, man, I'd be charging like $50.
Minimum.
You want to see the underground caves? Learn about that.
Oh.
I'll tell you more.
All right.
A little hint. $75.
Great.
But yeah, while researching this, I did go into a small little bit of a rabbit hole.
Uh-huh.
I thought I knew a good amount. Turns out I didn't know as much as I thought.
Great. Good.
So that was fun because I was like, well, I want to do this one because I know it and like obviously have been a giant Stephen King fan since like fresh about the womb. So,
right.
I was like, you know, let's go for this. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so the Stanley Hotel is located in Estes. Oh. I don't really know how to say park in Colorado. Located in Estes Park, Colorado. It has 140 rooms,
okay,
which seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how many rooms, like, some of the hotels have.
I mean, I don't know either. I don't work in them.
Yeah, me neither. Anyways, hotel's pretty fucking old. So Freeland Oscar Stanley is the person who decided to build it.
Okay.
Like, the Stanley Steamer. And everything like that. Not
Stanley
to be confused
steam
with that.
Carpets cleaner.
Yeah. So like steam engines.
Uh-huh. Great.
But that is also the first thing I thought of. So
good.
You're not alone. Anyways, in 1903, he went to Estes. I really hope I'm saying it right. And because he had tuberculosis or consumption.
Cool.
And yeah, he was like dying. His doctor pretty much was like, yeah, you're gonna fucking die. Mm-hmm. But go try and get some dry air in this mountain climate and maybe you'll be okay. He goes, but I'll come pick your body up in like 8 months. Yeah.
Awesome.
The doctor was like super chill, like, yeah, I'll come get you, because he was in Massachusetts. Hey, bud, he's gonna talk on the radio. He's just up here. Here, I'll get a little picture. Oh, good boy. Yes, hi. Oh, my God. Yeah, air freshener. Hi. Anyways, sorry, I got distracted. He was there for just a limited amount of time, and all of a sudden, he, like, got better. So I guess this place is magical and has cures for consumption.
Uh-huh. Great.
So if you ever got it, go there. Oh, good stretch, buddy. Bless you. He's probably allergic to the berry fresh.
He's been sneezing a lot.
Anyways, he was like, I am going to come back here every summer because it made him alive again or whatever.
Great.
And but then it was not posh enough for his like coastal likings because he was from big city. And Estes had like nothing.
Right.
I'm probably saying it so wrong. I'm so sorry.
Well, how do you spell it, Caitlin?
E-S-T-E-S.
Hey.
Estes.
E-S-T-E-S?
Yeah. Estes.
It's fine. Estes. E-Park.
Testes, Colorado. Hi, buddy. Wasn't fancy enough for him, but he was like, I still want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So he built the hotel in 1909, and it was comparable to the ones that were on the coast, and everyone who came and visited, they were his like rich ass friends or whatever, came in and they were like, oh shit, you clean up nice.
Yeah.
You made this place real good. Oh my God, I can't. Okay. And by 1917, it was like an official municipality. So okay. Like it had waterworks, a power plant, civic organizations, which I was just like, damn.
Holy like, shit.
It made his like own little
city.
For those of you who don't know, Estes Park is a like national park.
It is currently on fire.
It's currently on fire right now.
Oh.
Wildfires. So that's very sad. And I hope to God this place doesn't burn down before I can see it.
Yeah.
Anyways, in 1970, it was almost demolished due to a lack of care / investment. But lo and behold, Stephen King stumbled upon it and helped save it by making it the main attraction of The Shining. He had his stay there in room 217, in which he had a dream. A few other weird bumps of the nights happened, but he had a dream. The one that kind of cemented everything was that of his, I believe, 3-year-old boy at the time running down the hallways being chased by a water hose.
Oh.
And he woke up like in sweats and stuff, like lit a cigarette. And like by that point, the bones of The Shining were in place.
Yeah.
They also, him and his wife were put at like it. So sorry, let me backtrack. The Stanley would close in the winter time because it would get
can't
like
get there.
Yeah. Snowy as fuck. No one could get there.
Yeah.
Just so as like it was in The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and his wife were pretty much alone in this 140 room hotel. And they were served dinner one night in like the grand hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just them. And there was like, you know, the creepy music playing, and they were just like abandoned in there by themselves, kind of is what it felt like.
I hate it.
Yeah. And so like all these little things pulled in to then create The Shining.
Yeah.
So room 217 is the room that he stayed in.
Okay.
Now room 237 is from The Shining. Mm-hmm. So, but room 217 is the like Stephen King room.
Yeah.
And it does remain to this day their most requested accommodation.
Yeah, of course.
It is not unavailable though. Like there's a big thing. Like rumor going around that you can't get into this room, and that's not true.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you can obviously still get in. You just have to like
book in like, advance.
We're going
in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. And then I thought this was a fun fact. This is something I did not know about it. But the room itself, room 217, has a library of Stephen King novels.
Oh wow!
Which I think is just a nice little classy,
nice little homage.
Homage, yes, exactly. So that is that. And so with room two, nope, I was going to go into, now I'm on the freaking stuff. Well, I guess I'll just keep talking about the ties with The Shining first.
Okay.
So the hedge maze was added to the Stanley. So originally the Stanley Hotel did not have any sort of hedge maze in front, like The Shining portrayed.
Yeah.
It was all like a big old long driveway for the Stanley steamer things. So I'm guessing that's a steam engine. And I'm like, how did it just drove on a driveway? I don't know.
That part
a little bit confused me. And I was like, okay.
I mean, carpet cleaners have wheels.
Yeah. but then it was added, the hedge maze was added to help tie The Shining to the Stanley, because the Stanley was not actually used in The Shining. So what happened for the Overlook, first off, King is not a fan of the original Shining.
Right, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't like...
I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's classic, so...
Sure. But it's definitely an interpretation.
Yes. It's not accurate. Not a great representation
Jack
of the book.
Jack Nicholson's representation was not anything like the book.
It matched like the ending feel of, you know, like that like last little bit of his mania.
Yeah.
But
like
it
the
wasn't
arrogance
as subtle
of the character
as
the
it was
entire
supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, and the arrogance of the character the entire movie was not what the book was like.
Yeah. Exactly. And so things like that. He just wasn't a big fan of it. So what happened is the exteriors of Kubrick's, the director of the film, film's Overlook, were supplied by the Timberland. Yeah, it's like Tim's. built in 1936 through 1938 near Mount Hood in Oregon. And the inspiration for the interior sets came primarily from the Awani Hotel, built in 1927 in Yosemite National Park. I still want to say Yosemite every time.
Great.
Anyways, but the management of the Timberland Lodge, fearful the guests would refuse to stay in the room 217, featured, like, if it were featured in a horror film, insisted that Kubrick change the haunted room in the film to be 237. So that's how it became 237, because they were pretty much like, nah, we don't want to be associated with ghosts.
Right.
Which I'm like, you dumb.
Stupid.
The Stanley Hotel's running with it. They're like, you want your Ghost Adventures pack tour? Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm like, yes, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Because, weird ass motherfuckers like us are going to go there. Well, me.
Just Caitlin.
Yeah, you want to go.
No.
Just kidding.
No, I'm a baby.
But so then afterwards, so obviously the inspiration came from the Stanley, but then there was the little mini series, the Stephen King's The Shining, that was stylized and stuff. That was actually shot at the Stanley.
And everyone I know says that that one was more accurate to
the book. Because he wrote the script. So he is very needy. Mm-hmm. So good. Anyways, after that, that's when the hedge maze was added, though, to help tie The Shining more to the Stanley. And they actually, like, held a competition for, like, the design of the hedge maze to be placed out front. And then the following year, they did, like, a competition for the, like, main feature in the middle of the maze. Anyways, so back to room 217. It is still haunted today. It is haunted primarily by Elizabeth Wilson, or Miss Wilson, who was the head housekeeper back in the day, like at the very start of it. She was injured in a storm in 1911 when a explosion happened as she was lighting the lanterns in room 217. It blasted her to the McGregor dining room below her.
Wow.
She survived with like broken ankles.
Cool.
Yeah, like, so she somehow, survived with broken ankles and stuff, but she's still, like, a regular in the room, and she still is, like, said to tend to that room. So guest reports items being moved, luggage unpacked, lights going on and off, stuff like that, to, like, typical kind of housekeeper stuff, you know, like, whenever they leave the lights on, she turns them off, she unpacks their luggage for them. But, fun fact is, she doesn't like unmarried couples being together there.
Ryan and I cannot go.
Yep. So the couples will often report a, like, cold force coming in between them. I don't know if this means, like, as they're getting it on, or if they're just, like, sleeping in bed and she's like, I'm going to squeeze my way in there.
I'm going to cuddle up with you.
Lay room for Jesus.
Yeah. Or Mrs.
Wilson.
Yeah.
But my favorite fact.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson.
The man's things are typically packed and by the door after this happens. So, like, they'll wake up and, like, all of his shit is packed and, like, bloop, by the door.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he wants to go out.
Hang on.
Pause, please.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk... show. God, we're a Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher,
wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResWrite.
ResWrite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResWrite.com for more info and use my code ResWriteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResWriteRMN10, which is ResWrite, RM as in mom, N as in nachos, 10 for 10% off all services. What? Nachos was a good thing.
Hi, my name is Gary. I spend a lot of time on Rogue Media. I love podcasting. Podcast makes me so happy. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm listening to Bluesville, Keep Waco Loud, and a lot of other things. I love the Rogue Media.
Okay, we're back.
We're back, baby. It's
an ad break.
Let's see. So, yeah, okay. So, Miss Wilson, she would put a cold force between the couples, pack the man's shit up and stuff.
Before. Can you hear me right here? Okay, cool. Yeah.
Also, another fun fact is apparently ghosts hate like vacuuming there.
Oh.
And vacuums. So, because every time someone vacuums in the hotel, the vacuums go like haywire and the plugs like fly out of the fucking wall.
Oh, damn.
Which I thought was kind of cool. Anyways, I have some ghost stories.
Yeah.
From.
Because, sorry guys, we're going to have to do the Driscoll next week. This dog is not trying to stay cooped up in here.
Yeah, he's not having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But so, okay, so there's obviously room 217 and stuff, which I already talked about. No woman in the bathtub, but you do have
right.
Mrs. Wilson.
Thank God.
Yeah. Apparently Jim Carrey stayed in the room 217 when Stanley.
That's when he lost his mind.
Yeah. When the Stanley Hotel was used for filming Dumb and Dumber. And he reportedly got so spooked that he ran out of the room half naked in the middle of the night. And
oh, shit.
Yeah. Some of the film's crew also got the creeps in his room.
Yeah.
So, but there's the Vortex, which is a stunning staircase between the floors and hotel's lobbies. It has been dubbed the Vortex. It is a tornado of spiritual energy, they say. Sort of paranormal portal for all the ghosts that visit the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And guests report cold spots and fizzy, feeling dizzy on the stairs as though something has just walked right through them.
Oh, shit.
Orbs and distortions have been caught on camera. Mr. and Mrs. Stanley have even been seen hand in hand watching over the hustle and bustle from the grand staircase. Which is kind of sweet.
How romantic.
Yeah.
Watching people scream out of their rooms.
We've done good, sweetie.
Yeah.
The concert hall was built by Stanley as a gift for his wife, Flora. And the stage features a trapdoor used for theatrical entrances and exits. And the lower level once housed a two-lane bowling alley, which I thought was kind of cool. Okay. I was like,
yeah,
nice. But anyways, the hall underwent extensive repair and renovation in 2000, but it is still a favorite spot of Flora Stanley's. And she has been known to play the piano well into the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
This sounds like piano. It sounds like the school that Calais was at is just the Stanley Hotel.
It's just the Stanley Hotel in Denmark or wherever. Yeah. Another spirit found on the concert hall is Paul. And among other duties, Paul was used to enforce the 11 p.m. curfew in the hotel's early days.
Oh.
Guests and employees report hearing someone telling them to get out late at night. A construction worker was doing some work on the floors in the concert hall when he felt someone nudge him several times until he left. Yeah. But he's apparently pretty friendly. And so, and Paul is a big fan of the tour groups and often flickers their flashlights upon request.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Like, yeah. You know, if you're going to be dead, might as well go out, huh?
Yeah. Make friends.
Friends you'll never see again. Unless they're dead with you there.
Yep.
Don't kill them, though. Anyways, like, the entire fourth floor is just apparently haunted.
Baller.
Pretty much all the fourth floor you just kind of want to avoid. But guests staying on the fourth floor report hearing children running around, laughing, giggling, and playing. The closet doors tend to open and shut on their own, and more than a century ago, so this is probably why, because more than a century ago, the entire fourth floor was a like cavernous attic that later became lodging for female employees, children, and nannies.
Oh.
And so room 428 has reports of the sound of footsteps and furniture moving about above it, but because of the slope of the ceiling, there's no,
yeah,
there's no room above the fourth floor. So, or I guess the roof. So yeah, there's just shit and furniture moving around up there, but there's no one above you.
Cool.
So that's fun. But the, it says the real haunt of room 428 is a friendly cowboy who appears at the corner of the bed. It says obviously many friendly cowboys have spent a night or two at the Stanley Hotel over the years, but there's no indication of one dying in the building. However, it is believed that this spirit is that of Rocky Mountain Jim Nugent. Especially because he mostly appears to the ladies, sometimes giving them a ghostly kiss. Which I say,
that's assault.
Fuck off. There's also the ice house, which when before there was indoor refrigeration, the Stanley Hotel had an outbuilding to house large blocks of ice. Mm-hmm. And the ice house has been now remodeled into a museum containing some of the original Stanley steamer cars. Oh, they're cars?
Oh, okay.
Fuck, I don't know. I even have read this already.
Great.
Anyways, it also has two spirits that have been seen inside. And it says one is known as Billy, and he is a shy kid that shows up as a blurry figure in like people's photographs.
Okay.
There's also a pet cemetery there, which is kind of cool. Oh. But it's known to house two of the beloved pets that were there that still make appearances to this day, which was Cassie, who is a golden retriever, and Comanche, a fluffy white cat. And both have been seen all around the property and heard all around the property. And last but not least, the underground caves. It says if you take the 75-minute historic Stanley night tour, you will get an in-depth look at the underground cave system beneath the hotel. The caves have a high concentration of limestone and quartz, which some believe help capture paranormal energy. It has been used by employees to get around the hotel. It like whenever it was first born built.
Yeah.
And Bort. It born. And this hotel was born. Seems that at least one of them is still down there. Current employees say that the smells of home baked goods linger in the tunnel with no apparent source. And they attribute this to the pastry chef who worked for the Stanleys when the hotel opened. And there's also a gray cat seen stalking around with bright green glowing eyes. He is not known to be from the pet cemetery. But so perhaps he came from wherever the tunnels once led. The hedge maze itself has not really reported any hauntings, but
oh, they don't move?
No. not quite like the movie. So it says, while no specific ghosts have been reported inside, people tend to get panicky and have trouble breathing while navigating the maze. Probably just because it's like a maze.
Yeah, in the hills of Colorado. Yeah. Or the mountains, I guess.
At a famously haunted location.
Yeah.
So that's you can go there and stuff.
No.
And go get all those spooky sights. You can stay in room 17. We'll debunk that rumor for you right now.
Yeah.
Should be really fun. I was trying to look in. That was a weird noise.
Yep.
I was trying to look into like how to book that, but I feel like you probably have to call.
Yeah.
You can't just like book that from their website. I don't think. So, anyways, that's the Stanley Hotel. It's really fun. Go watch or read The Shining if you never have. It's an actual classic. Always read it.
It's a great book.
Yeah. Fantastic book.
The movie, not so great.
Still worth watching, though.
Yeah.
As, like, any sort of horror.
Yeah. Movie. If you're a fan, you should watch it. It's a classic.
Yeah.
I was not a huge fan of the film.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all, folks.
You can. How do we usually do this?
So, as always, we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios. we are here. They've dealt with sweet puppy George peeing on things.
Yeah.
And But that's really it. At least he hasn't, like, chewed through any of the cables.
Hey, uh-uh.
He says, I want to talk in the microphone.
He wants to chew on his leash.
Oh, good boy.
So, but boy. Yeah, we're in Rogue. Thank you.
Thanks for housing us.
Yes, thank you for letting me bring this dog.
Always, it's lovely. They're the whole reason we sound good, so forever thankful to them. Yeah, you can also find us on many social media platforms and email us your ghost stories. If you've been to the Stanley or the Driscoll, by all means, please email us your stories.
Yes,
we would love to hear them, and you can do that by emailing us at
whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
No spaces or apostrophes. Yeah,
none of that stuff.
Or you can find us on Instagram.
Uh-huh. And that's What's Your Excuse Podcast, with no spaces or apostrophes or anything there.
Mm-hmm. Or you can find us on Facebook,
which is What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes, because there
we're not animals.
That's right.
So thanks for listening. We have Patreons that we need to shout out. We love Brian and Amanda.
We also have
Brandon
and Jeffrey.
And Shelby.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's all.
All right. Thanks, guys.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Send us all your ghost stories. Have fun in this boring November season.
Yep. And keep it spoopy.
Keep it spoopy, folks. Bye.
Bye.
What's your excuse?
He lifted his leg on the wall. Yeah, that's all, folks. All
right.
I'm Piggy.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.